7 o'clock, freezing rain and -1, heading for a high today of 2. I'm Glenn Kirby. Crime statistics are up in the municipality of Cornwallis, but the Reeve is not worried. Heather Dogleish says increased highway patrols have resulted in traffic charges doubling in the past 3 months. But she believes that extra enforcement is making driving safer, especially along Veterans Way east of Brandon, which is notorious for speeders.
That road is a busy road all the time, and they've made a difference there. I think it's a safer highway.
Police cases in Cornwallis jumped by almost 400 in the last quarter of 2018 compared to the previous year. That includes hundreds more traffic tickets. A $1 million flood repair project in Souris has stalled because of government red tape. Ottawa wants the town to guarantee the project with a line of credit, even though the provincial government is paying the shot through disaster assistance. Souris Councillor Bill Tongi says municipal council just doesn't have that kind of money.
We can't afford to put tax dollars out to guarantee this, and then something goes haywire and the town's on the hook.
Souris wants provincial and federal politicians to find a solution as soon as possible and to repair the flood-damaged bridge in Victoria Park. Who was driving in that fatal crash near Ninette? Police now say it was not the dead man. A car rolled along Highway 18 last fall, killing one occupant. Two survivors had told police at the scene the victim was driving, but a four-month RCMP investigation has found that's not so. 34-year-old Johnny Cavito was charged today with drunk driving causing death and obstructing justice. Driving will be tricky today in southwest Manitoba. Watch for freezing rain this morning, turning to snow by noon. We are aiming for a high today of +2. Find the complete forecast and more news at southwestpost.ca. I'm Glenn Kirby.